Welcome to Mind Shock. This is Bruce McGuire,
Maxwell Powers,
and Johnny Mills. We're going to be talking about a very interesting topic that probably doesn't get a lot of discussion. Is Bigfoot a genetic government experiment? Before we get into that, though, if you like Audible, you can check out a free trial. Just check the link in the description. You can also check out our Patreon and other social media links in the description or on the channel page. So, first of all, let's do a quick background on Bigfoot. Johnny, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I never really thought it was real, like that footage that came out in like the 60s or 70s. Like, it was always weird to watch. Like, you couldn't really tell. It was like really low detail. But, I mean, people have been dissecting it recently. Like, there's this one guy that goes high def and like scales in, stabilizes the footage, and then...
MK Davis, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, like, I appreciate everything he does, like, for that, but, like, it's kind of hard to say, because that's, like, the only footage that exists that kind of, like, shows Bigfoot. Like, there might be other ones, but I'd say they're mostly fake, but...
Yeah, most of them look pretty sketchy. A poll made, actually, Maxwell, you can make it yourself. On what your reaction would be if you encountered Bigfoot and on whether or not you'd be able to record it.
what did I say last? I think my thinking has changed because, like, as I think about it, when you ask me
you just did a really long description, which I thought was interesting. If you saw Bigfoot, like, if you're in the middle of a trail walking in the woods, you saw Bigfoot, and then, like, you're going to be so shocked, you're either just going to stand there frozen watching, or you'd want to either get a closer look or run away if it was attacking. Like, it'd be kind of hard to get your phone out and record it, especially if it was moving as well, and if you were, like, freaked out of your mind.
that's pretty good. But when you asked me today, just a couple of minutes ago, I would go with that's accurate. But now that I think about it, I would train myself to, like, I would imagine before it happens to train. I would train myself mentally to take my phone out and record.
Well, and that's without even factoring in the fact that some people think that Bigfoot has, like, telekinetic and psychic abilities to, like, mentally control you, not to mention some kind of, like, infrasound and other electromagnetic frequency disturbances that would make digital recording impossible, which, to your point, Johnny, some people think it's kind of like, if it's not a physical creature, if it's some kind of interdimensional energy creature, it would only be able to be recorded on analog film, which nobody records anymore. Everybody's trying to record digital now.
But that footage was captured in, like, the 60s. That was, like, a Super 8 or something, right? It was, like, film.
I think it was 16 millimeter or 8 millimeter.
Yeah.
So it's
still magnetic, though, right? I mean...
Yeah, but the digital, it's not, there's no digital in it. So, like...
No signals or anything.
What?
Like, no signals or...
Yeah, I mean, it's all analog. There's no digital processes. So, like, some people think if people tried to record Bigfoot with analog film, it would work.
So that goes basically because some people say they have tried filming it with their cell phone, but it just didn't work.
Some people have done that, but also with ghosts, too, you get the same thing. Like, there's all these weird phenomena where your camera's not working and all that stuff. Like, if it happens once or twice, it's a coincidence. Not to go super off topic, but, like, with all the ghost hunters, if it keeps happening in the same place with all different models of cameras, like, is that slightly more than a coincidence? I don't know. They really should set it up with analog. I haven't seen too much. I mean, if anybody knows about researchers doing analog captures, that'd be interesting. You could post it in the comments. We could check it out.
Sometimes for me, this is, I want to capture something or film something with my phone real quick, something real interesting, like, out of the blue just happened, and you literally have like 2 seconds to hit record, like most of the time I like screw it up and I can't record. Something goes wrong. And it's not Bigfoot, it's just some other random thing, you know what I mean? So
that's a really good point, especially if it's not a random thing that's life threatening, like you're just excited but not life threatened. So
yeah.
Like you mess it up. Now what if you were also life threatened and it's like a once in a million thing? You'd be that much more nervous and you'd probably be screwing it up that much more.
Yeah, because ideally you want to keep your eyes on it and not like focus on your phone to like figure out, because you want to know.
It's easy to say that. Yeah, you would record, you know, sitting here on the phone or whatever, or recording the stuff. But like when you're actually there and there's a monster that you've never seen before, and you don't know whether it's gonna attack you, eat you. Or...
Well, I did. I went on like a hike a while back. And I had my, like, camera with me, not my cell phone, but my camera, and I happened to stumble upon a baby bear, or, like, a cub. And as soon as I saw it, I froze for, like, 2 seconds, but then I pulled out the camera right away and started recording it. Because I thought that maybe the mom bear was going to come by and, like, kill us all.
Oh, that's good.
Have your
attack recorded.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean...
Wait, you know the solution to all this?
To all the Bigfoot hunters is to buy a GoPro that records for at least 24 hours. So the whole time that you're out, just put it on your forehead or your chest. Actually, forehead is the best.
They do that. They actually have cameras pointing forwards and backwards on them while they walk. But they're all... It's still all digital, though. So, like, those arguing against, like, it wouldn't come up... did I ever tell you guys, I think I told you guys the story of when I tried to record my bear attack.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, I think he's, was it following you? It was far away, right?
Yeah, well, okay, so I was jogging on a trail, and I had my GoPro with me, I don't even know why, and it was, so I was just jogging, and then as I came over the top of a hill, this, like, black form was running straight at me. So it was a bear. It was a black bear. And so I just did one of those cartoon 180 turns and to run away, because you're supposed to just stand there and make yourself big. But, like, that's really hard to do so when you're being attacked and you're going to die. So, like, the natural instinct is to run. And this was kind of stupid. But while I was running, I took my GoPro out, pointed it behind me while I was running, because I was trying to get, I was like, this will make a cool shot. I'm getting chased by a bear. That's pretty cool. Instead, so that was kind of stupid to do, because I could have tripped doing that. But yeah, no, I couldn't get it. Like, the video is all shaky, just like the Bigfoot videos. You can maybe see a shadow behind a tree where it kind of was, but it's all shaky and blurry. So it's completely impossible to even tell that it's a black bear.
So those, like, bears are insane, man. They can climb straight up trees. Like, even if you try to, like, climb a tree, they'll go right up there if they want you.
Yeah, and they run, like, 35 miles an hour, so you're not outrunning it. I don't know how I outran it. I think it might have just lost interest at some point.
Are the other bears as good a climber as the black bears?
I'm not sure which bears are, whether it's the brown bear or the black bear, I'm not sure which...
I don't think they can probably all climb, right?
I don't think the grizzlies climb that high.
It might be the black ones. Yeah, they have these crazy fingernails or claws. They're like insane.
Almost as long as
miles an hour, right?
What?
They can all go run 40 miles an hour or something like that.
35, I think.
So what's like the average running speed of a man?
I don't know. 10. Probably less. Like, 10 would probably be a
full sprint. So you can't outrun and you can't scare. So I don't think you can do that. Like, they always say, like, make yourself big, scare. I've seen videos of that, like, bears running away from that. But I also, like, hear things where you shouldn't be doing that. You should, like, run like hell. So, like, it gets kind of confusing.
Yeah, like, with the bear, it's kind of crazy, too, because, you know, we can run pretty fast, but when it comes to going for a long time, we're not that good at that.
Yeah.
Are you saying bears have high endurance or good endurance?
I think they could just keep going. If they want you, they're just going to keep going. You're going to get tired and get chopped up.
Yeah, climate, you're pretty much done. there's not, I mean, you're supposed to have, like, if you have a hunting knife, you might be able to stab him in the throat, but I think your best bet would probably just to make noises that they're not hearing, like clapping or just yelling or making human-type noises or talking loudly, like, so that way it's something they're not used to. They'll be scared of it. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. So Bigfoot footage aside, yes, the 67 Patterson Gimlin footage is probably the best. And remastered, you can really see good details. Like, there's no eye hole in the mask. Like, there's no hole between the lips and the face. Like, the detail's insane. And it has that wound in the muscle on the thigh, which is very detailed. Like, to fake all that is just crazy. But
are these people still alive?
One of Gimlin's alive. Bob Gimlin.
Was there a movie out during that time for Bigfoot at all? Do you know anything about that?
I don't think so. No, why?
I don't know, it'd be kind of interesting if it is fake.
I think there was a planet. I think there was one rumor that there was either like some kind of Planet of the Apes movie or some kind of space movie, not a Bigfoot movie, but
they have a suits from that time. The suits are terrible. Like, they're not even close to it. Like, they're so fake looking.
Yeah.
So, like,
but I'm just wondering if there was a movie, like, just to go on the topic that the footage is fake, like, if there was a movie and they were just bored and wanted to, like, film this footage because the movie was popular or whatnot. But anyway, how did they get this footage out back then anyway? Did they send it to, like, the news? Do you know anything about that?
I'm not 100% sure, but they did a tour. Well, yeah, I think they did show it on the news. Yeah, they had some kind of deal with news stations to make money off it. But Gimlin never made any money off of it. It was just Patterson. And Gimlin always maintained it was real without making money off of it. Just something to think about. So anyway, so the topic for today is Bigfoot, a genetic experiment. So, like, before we get into that, just a quick background. Some people think that that doesn't mean it's modern. So, like, some people think the ancient Greeks had advanced technology, and even the ancient Egyptians, you know, some of the gods had, like, animal heads?
Yeah.
So same thing with the Greeks. Like, you have the minotaurs, the centaurs, all of these beasts that could have been genetic crossbreeding if they had advanced technology, or the gods, who might, whether you believe they're extraterrestrials, hollow earth inhabitants. If you haven't checked out my Hollow Earth podcast, it's pretty good. You can check that out for some background on the mythology of it. But all of these creatures that weren't humans and they weren't animals, they were just genetic crossbreeding experiments of some kind. What if Bigfoot was one of those? Because the Bigfoot legend is in ancient civilizations all over the world. They have this, a similar legends of this hairy man beast. What if it was some kind of genetic experiment from the past?
I guess it could be. What proofs are there? Is there anything written in books about, like, the crossbreeding and that they were actually, like, walking around and all that stuff? Or just kind of, like, in hieroglyphics or, like, paintings?
I mean, you can go to the Bible for the Nephilim and the, you know, or even
maybe, like, man angels or something?
Well, the fallen angels crossbreeding with humans, or the giants crossbreeding with humans. Like, if you look at the Book of Enoch, which is one of the apocryphic texts that is not included in the King James Bible, it goes on about that as well. I mean, almost all the mythologies, the Greeks, the Titans, and the giants, the gods, crossbreeding. You have in Norse mythology, you have, it's in all these mythologies, there are crossbreeding references.
Yeah. I haven't really looked into that too much, so I'm not.
What are your thoughts, Maxwell?
About what?
About what we're talking about.
Crossbreeding animals and things with humans or things like that. Way back.
Cool. That would be cool.
In the there's a DNA study, the Ketchum study. There's some breakdowns of the study that theorize that the DNA of Bigfoot is a crossbreed between, like, fallen angels and the devil or something.
Wait, how would they know that?
Good question. Possibly just theorizing or some kind of telepathic communication with the Bigfoot.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how did they get DNA of a fallen angel or demon or Satan or whatever?
That's what I was wondering. Like, devils and shit.
Well,
with DNA?
Well, the DNA was X amount human. So, they just theorized that based on legends, telepathic communications, and the Bible, whatever, just the stories that were, you know, the crossbreeding stories. It's all like a mishmash of all these theories put together.
Isn't there, like, in humans, like, nowadays, there's, like, a small group that has this, like, really weird DNA? I forget what it was. Like, they don't know where it comes from.
I mean, if you want to get big enough, I mean, humans don't really know that much about DNA in general. Like, it's... Science is a very limited field. They like to pretend they know everything, but they know, like, you could round what they know probably to 0%, right? Out of all the knowledge in the universe, how much do humans know out of everything? So it's just the theories on top of theories. So they come up with genetic markers. This means this. This is a chromosome. This is activated. This is a non-activated chromosome. And they just go from there. So they have some kind of basic understanding, but in terms of the full picture, we probably have a very, very small amount, which is not enough to really make any kind of determinations at all. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, we dumb as shit.
Is that true, Maxwell?
What, that we're dumb as hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That question has many levels. That question has many levels to it.
It does.
That could be the name of this podcast. Be dumb as shit.
Oh my god.
Pretty accurate. So anyway, with the genetic experiment, so on the ancient side, if it was some kind of leftover from thousands of years ago, and then it was possibly hunted to extinction, or just died out, or got really good at hiding. So it could still be a flesh and blood creature. It was just a result of a genetic experiment. Now, on the modern side, some people think that Bigfoot, maybe it was the missing link between humans and apes, if you believe in evolution, or it was just some other species of apes, Gigantopithecus, or some kind of advanced, highly intelligent version of that, whether it died out, didn't die out, on a separate note.
Wait, when you said Gigantopithecus, whatever that is, is that like, what is it?
Gigantopithecus. It was just a species of a giant ape.
King Kong.
Oh, shit. How big was it?
Very big.
So, and how many was discovered?
I don't know. I'm not a Gigantopithecus expert, but they have some fossils. I don't know if they have a complete fossil of it.
Like, when you say big, they're like 10 foot or like 20 foot? Or like, what do you say?
I'm not sure. Probably 10 to 12 feet, something like that. Or 8 to 12 feet, something like that.
Hmm. And what's the height, average height of like Bigfoot that they, or I guess the footage that they got?
The reports that at least on YouTube, they always go from like 9 to 12 feet tall.
Some of them are smaller. Some of them are like 6 to 10. So like within the range of a really big person, like, you know, so.
I saw this documentary at like 3.5 feet. So that's kind of cool. That one I can film without.
Midget Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Frodo and shit walking around.
That's a good topic for our next podcast. Midget Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. No, what do you call that? The Hobbit. The Hobbit, yeah. Bigfoot.
It's like the little thing from Star Wars. The
little Hobbit Bigfoot.
Yeah, what are they, Ewoks?
Yeah, Ewoks.
All right, so some people, so on the modern side, some people theorize that, let's say, the U.S. government or some kind of research or a rogue research agency of some kind either has the DNA of one of these extinct Bigfoot and they cloned that DNA, or they just created a genetic monster that is Bigfoot and they let it loose. Either they let it loose in forested areas national parks, whatever, to see what would happen. Or it escaped of their facility, or several escaped and reproduced or whatnot. So these are, you know, just other theories. I touched upon this other one where aliens are bringing Bigfoot here as like a prison. I talked about that in the Bigfoot UFO Connection podcast, but we're not going to touch on that too much here. Just one of the other possible theories. But as far as the genetic experiment, so one of those two options where they cloned it from, it used to be a real species, became extinct, then they cloned it for whatever, for research purposes, and then it either escaped or they let it loose on purpose, which is really dark. So if you read David Politis' Missing 411 series, he goes over really mysterious disappearances, although a lot of those seem more like they're interdimensional Bigfoot that are kidnapping people to other dimensions and then possibly bringing them back because they're so strange, as opposed to a flesh and blood creature that would just kill somebody and leave a lot of blood or whatever, who knows. Or just kidnap into a cave. I mean, there's a lot of accounts of that as well, if they're highly intelligent. So what do you guys think about the chances of the U.S. government or a rogue, some kind of, or just some kind of advanced science company cloning Bigfoot, if it used to exist, or just creating a genetic Bigfoot?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. I feel like we would see so much more of it or know more about it.
Why?
It's like, why is it only that footage from the 60s? It's kind of weird. Like, that's the best footage. It's kind of like going to the moon and then, like, oh, we can't go to the moon anymore.
What are you saying there, Johnny?
We can't film Bigfoot anymore.
I don't know. It's just like there's rarely any like solid proof besides that one. But like either way, I still know if that's real.
What if part of the genetic experiment, they genetically engineered Bigfoot to have some kind of electromagnetic radiation where digital couldn't capture it?
If government technology is 50 years ahead of what we have, of civilian technology, they have a lot of stuff they could possibly do that, right?
Yeah, but why Bigfoot? I don't know. You kind of want to blend in, make it a human or something.
Maybe they do that too.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Bigfoot.
What do you think, Max?
It just feels like too. Like, why does it have to be this, like, ape human thing?
Well, because it was Bigfoot, maybe it's some kind of weird social experiment to see how myths and legends interact with modern society. Maxwell?
What do you want?
What are your thoughts on the possibility of Bigfoot being a government genetic experiment or some kind of science company's research experiment?
I mean, there's this one.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think. I don't know. It could be. It could be a government experiment. But why?
Look, here's the thing.
Why would a government produce, like, a Bigfoot, like that, something that looks like a Bigfoot? I would produce like a freaking dinosaur or some shit. You know, making a weapon.
Because it's Bigfoot. So if the whole point of the experiment is some kind of myth legend thing, like why are they cloning like all of these other extinct animals? I mean, that's what they're doing. So why not Bigfoot?
Well, first off,
Wait,
there's no such thing as like a Bigfoot, like, remains, right? But unless you mentioned that, what do you call what was that thing that you used to mention before?
The Ketchum DNA study with over 100 samples?
No, the Bitotamus or whatever the fuck it was.
The Gastropithecus?
Yeah, that one. Like, yeah. Are you saying that it's possible that it came from that kind of DNA and then mixed it up with humans or some shit like that?
Yes.
Yeah, so the whole reason why people are sort of obsessed with the idea of Bigfoot is because of that footage, right? That's like the only thing that really made it like, oh crap, it might actually be real.
No, like, I mean, there were Bigfoot accounts way before that. I mean, even if you're just talking modern accounts, I mean, there were accounts in the 1800s and the early 1900s. Like, Bigfoot was a thing before that video. Like, everybody, not everybody, but a lot. I mean, that's what kind of skyrocketed it to popularity. But it was still, like, it was still, like, you know, kind of like Loch Ness Monster, even before the photograph. Like, people knew about the Loch Ness Monster. They saw it. Some people saw it. It was like a legend. You know, people were talking about it, just like Bigfoot. The footage just kind of skyrocketed it, but it was always a thing. It was always a legend that...
So, like, if that footage never came out, do you think people would still be, like, kind of, like, going crazy over it to this day?
Yeah, just possibly not as crazy, but yeah. A lot of people think that footage is fake, but that Bigfoot is real. Like, that, like, I used to always, before I saw MK Davis's remastered footage, I always said, okay, well, Bigfoot might be real, but that footage is fake. That was always my position. Then when
What does he think about it?
About what? What Bigfoot is?
Yeah, look at that footage.
You mean, does he think it's real or fake?
Yeah.
Well, obviously he thinks it's real.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know. I thought he was just putting out high-res versions of it or something. I don't know.
Well,
hey, we got to try to get him on here. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'll invite him onto the podcast. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting stories in the Bigfoot world. But yeah, so I'm going to bring this up. So there are stories, one person, so there's a researcher, I don't even know if he wants his name out there, but, you know, on the next podcast on Bigfoot, when we're going over actual accounts, maybe I'll invite him on the podcast as well. He actually got, again, this is an anonymous report, so take it as you will. It's not hardcore evidence of any kind. It's an anonymous report from a U.S. military operative, part of a, it's kind of like a secret SWAT type team that takes out Bigfoot. Bigfoot is Dogman, actually, and they don't even want to mess with Dogman because they say that it's a lot more...
Taking down Bigfoot.
Yeah, they do it regularly. So they go into areas where Bigfoot was reported, and they shoot.
Has this guy reported about on that? That guy you're talking about?
There's a researcher, a Bigfoot and Dogman researcher, and he put this story out there. He said he received this caller with this information, and he completely believed him. So he also says, obviously, like 99% of these accounts are just people who are either making it up or they believe what they saw, but there's no reason to take their word for it because what they saw could have been a bear or whatever. There's no reason to believe that it was Bigfoot or Dogman. But he said in like 1% of cases, they're really legit and convincing. And this is he said that this was one of the most convincing that he's ever heard. So he said this was from one of the operatives. So in like a camping area, if a Bigfoot comes around, he kills some people, the rangers call it in. They call these guys in, and they take out the Bigfoot. They shoot him with automatic weapons, and some of the stories are pretty detailed. Like, one bullet won't do anything. Like, they're, like, emptying multiple assault rifles, fully automatic, into a Bigfoot to take it down. Then they bag it, and they ship it out, and the whole thing is, when they ask him, there's no debrief, because the mission never happened.
What do? They make, like, food out of it, like sashimi or, like, some steaks?
I have no idea what they do. I think they just ship it to, like, some government facility and never see it again. But,
So they study the bullet-resistant skin or some shit like that, and then so they try to duplicate that or something as a weapon.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think if
these are escaped government experiments, like, they'd want them back if it's not part of some weird experiment where they let them loose and see how they kill people and how the society reacts. So if it's just some kind, if they actually escape the facility or whatever, they just want to kill them and bring them back. But
that's a little hard for me to believe. I don't know about that.
So you're saying the theory is like the government is like doing a social experiment rather than like a weaponry type thing,
or both at the same time, or either or. I'm not purporting any theory as true. I'm just throwing it all out there.
Yeah.
The point about
Bigfoot on the podcast.
So the point is with this military guy, when he asked him about the Dogman, he didn't even want to talk about Dogman. He said that they're so much more aggressive and insane, they don't even want to mess with that.
Dogman, I never heard of Dogman.
Yeah, what the hell is
Dogman? I'll have to do the next podcast on Dogman. Dogman is like the dog version of Bigfoot.
Wait, is there a dog with a human head or some shit like that?
No,
it's just like, it's just a human, it's like a cross bear dog humanoid type being.
So a human body with a dog's head.
There is no, what do you mean human body? I said it's just a humanoid. Like Bigfoot's a humanoid. Two arms, two legs.
Okay, so humanoid doggy look.
It's like a skinnier version of Bigfoot, except it's more dog-like than bear-like or ape-like.
Okay.
It's more dog-like.
Okay.
So it has
pretty cool.
It has a snout and
any big
werewolf, right? What? Like a werewolf or no?
Any sightings on that or photographs or anything like that?
Dog man's a little bit closer to,
I have to look that up.
Humanoid than giant wolf. So there's also ancient accounts of dog man too. Like on our dog man podcast, I'll go over it. But there's some really
crap. There's like videos on it. Like 4 real life dog man sightings and encounters compilation. Interesting.
Yeah, this isn't a Dogman podcast, though. I just brought up the fact that these military people, they know about Dogman, too. So
the whole thing obviously could have been a hoax, but it's pretty interesting.
Whenever there's pretty good evidence of something, I'm not saying this is the good evidence, but anytime there's good evidence that kind of rocks the establishment, it's always pushed as a hoax. Did you guys notice that? It's like never revolutionary evidence. Like anything that goes against like the established narrative is always like, oh, it's a hoax. So that nobody takes a closer look at it. Just found that interesting. But anyway, so with the Bigfoot government experiment thing, it's there's quite a few stories like that of military operatives that are called in to take care of the Bigfoot issue, and then it's all top secret. Nobody ever talks about it.
So just think of
that story what you will. But I thought it was pretty interesting. Any other thoughts there's another case actually that was in public. So it was in the middle of a street where a Bigfoot was on the loose and it was just rampaging. A lot of people saw it. And then the military was brought in to kill it, bag it, and take it out. So that one's a little like, it's kind of hard to corroborate with all the people, but there was one police officer who actually corroborated that story. What do you guys think about that? It was just a bear that everybody mistook for a big. Where did that take place?
I don't remember.
I think one of the Midwest southern states, there was just a rampaging Bigfoot in the middle of a street, and there were like a police officer was involved, and then the military came in and took it out. So there was a bunch of people, it was like on a residential street, where people, a bunch of people saw this whole thing go down, unless they're all lying. But yeah, I don't know what I think about that, Maxwell. What do you think about that?
It's okay.
Chance of being true?
No chance of being true. All the people mistook it for a bear. Like, I mean, come on, go through the app.
I don't know. Dogman.
You have no thoughts on the fact that a Bigfoot supposedly rampaged through a residential street and a police officer testified to that fact?
It's probably true.
I thought you didn't believe it.
I think there's, I don't know, there's too many testimonies.
I don't know, man. You say it's true, like if it really happened or not. I mean, I'm gonna lean against it. Probably didn't happen.
So what if it happened in like
a New York street where it was like everybody saw it, and then it wasn't on the video because the videos are digital? What would be the outcome then?
if there's like a lot of people that say it's just, I don't know. It depends. Like I have to see their faces and how they express themselves, and they're totally unrelated to each other, and so they didn't conspire to make this hoax.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool. Like that would be pretty believable. But you have to, I have to do my own investigation and not trust some reporter who investigates because I don't know.
Yeah,
like I feel like I have to see Bigfoot myself or at least talk to the people myself. I don't know.
That's a good position to have. But
thanks for joining us again for another edition of the Mind Shock Podcast.
If you like our podcast, you can donate to our PayPal. Just check the link in the description. And, of course, check out all our social media sites. This is Bruce McGuire signing off.
Maxwell Powers.
And Johnny Miller. Have a good night.